Hey, will you see my uniform next?
Yeah, interesting. Do you recall this conversation? Leonard, wanna go halvesies on a steamer?
Yeah, no, Sheldon, we don't need a steamer.
Looks like that rumpled chicken's come home to roost.
Hi, here are the makeup sponges you asked for.
Oh, thanks. I thought I had more.
A makeup box with tiered trays.
Damn, you've got more makeup than I do. You've got better makeup than I do. Yeah, I'm borrowing this.
Hey, this is my Comic-Con makeup. I love you, but there are some things a man doesn't share with his girlfriend.
That's a wise policy. I once borrowed my sister's makeup for a costume contest, got a terrible case of pink eye. Yeah, but luckily I was going as a zombie. I won second place.
I feel like you guys just went to Comic-Con.
That was San Diego Comic-Con. This is Bakersfield Comic-Con.
Is that better?
It's a lot smaller. It's more about the comic books, the way these conventions used to be before they went all Hollywood.
So to answer your question, no, it's not better.
Well, then why are you going?
It's a comic book convention. You know, it's like pizza or particle accelerators. Even the stinky one's still pretty good.
All right, well, you guys have fun. I guess I'll see you Sunday night.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hang on a second. Hold this.
Leonard takes a photo on his phone camera of him kissing Penny.
What was that for?
To show people when they don't believe me.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, this is the best. You have booze with breakfast on a Tuesday, you got a problem. You do it on the weekend, you got brunch.
Sheldon doesn't believe in brunch. He can't stand being at a table where one person's having an omelet and another person's having a sandwich.
It's not exhausting at all.
Penny gets a text.
Oh. It's Leonard. He says they're on the road and headed for Bakersfield at warp speed. Maybe it's the mimosa, but I'm gonna give the kid an LOL.
It's cute how excited they are. You should have seen Howard sewing his costume all week for the convention.
When did Howard learn to sew?
When he was a little boy, every couple months, he would have to let his mom's pants out.
I don't even understand why they go to these conventions.
I know. Four of them work at a major university. They're all super smart. How can they still be into something made for 12-year-olds?
I don't mind it. I think Howie's just in touch with his inner child. Although when he comes to bed in his Batman pajamas, sometimes it feels like I'm touching his inner child.
It's probably because they were bullied growing up. In a world where you can't fight back, superheroes provide meaningful wish fulfillment.
Now I feel bad for picking on all those kids. Although, in my defense, if Danny Biffle didn't want to eat a mouthful of dirt, he shouldn't have shown up to school wearing a bow tie.
Never even read a comic book, you guys?
No.
I mean, it's such an important part of their lives. Maybe we should try reading some.
Seriously?
The comic book store isn't far from here.
That is an amazing idea. Okay, how many of these have I had?
In Leonard's car.
I think you should turn on the GPS.
It is on.
Yeah, but the turn-by-turn voice option isn't on. You know, I know I'd feel more safe if you'd turn on the turn-by-turn voice option. I love the turn-by-turn voice option.
Has it really only been 10 miles?
I'm turning it on, but just to shut you up.
Leonard, bear left and continue on Interstate 210.
Ooh, sounds like that fellow knows what he's talking about. I'll put on my listening ears if I were you.
What did you do?
I found a hack online. I was able to upload MP3 recordings of my voice to your GPS.
That is so cool.
Counterpoint, no, it's not.
Continue on Interstate 210 for 5 miles. Here's an interesting fact about interstates.
Really?
Shh. He said it's interesting.
Interstates are numbered as follows. Even-numbered routes run east and west. Odd-numbered routes run north and south. Three-digit route numbers indicate bypasses or spurs.
Look, Leonard, there's a bridge. Drive off it.
You know, we're not that far from Vasquez Rocks.
Oh, they shot a lot of Star Trek episodes out there.
We got our costumes in the trunk. We could go there and have a little photo shoot.
Great idea. I haven't had a carbohydrate in 2 weeks. These cheekbones need to be in front of a camera before I eat a pretzel and they're gone.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Oh, smashing. Now, Leonard, do you know how to get there?
No.
Yeah, well, luckily, someone in the car does.
Recalculating. While we're waiting, do you know which president signed the Interstate Highway System Act into law? The answer, coming up in 14 miles.
None of you will get it. It's Eisenhower.
Male customers look shocked to see three women enter the comic book store. Penny, Amy, and Bernadette are unnerved by their stares.
Why are they staring?
Who cares? Just soak it in. Hello, boys.
Oh, hey. Can you please stop staring? They're just girls. It's nothing you haven't seen in movies or in drawings.
Hey, Stuart.
What brings you guys here?
We were looking for a recommendation about comic books.
Oh, well, I recommend you don't open a store and sell them.
No, we were just wondering why the guys like this stuff so much, so we thought we'd give it a try.
Oh, okay. What do you think you might be into? Superhero, fantasy, graphic novels, manga? I swear I will turn a hose on you.
The men in the shop were staring again.
What kind of comics do the guys like?
A little bit of everything. Mostly superhero stuff.
All right, well, who's the best superhero?
I can't ask a question like that in here. Are you trying to start a rumble?
What do you recommend?
Well, let's see. You've got your basic clean-cut good guys, Superman, Spider-Man, Captain America. Then you have your darker anti-heroes, your Batman, your Wolverine, Punisher.
Ooh, I do love a bad boy.
As evidenced by your boyfriend and his fear of hamsters.
If I were you, I'd go for Fables number one. The artwork is sophisticated, it's intelligently written, and it doesn't objectify or stereotype women.
Ooh, Thor, he's hot.
Yeah, he kinda is.
And we're blending, and we're blending, and we're done.
Sheldon's made up to look like Data.
I know Mr. Data isn't supposed to smile. But here it comes.
He simpers at his reflection in a mirror.
Come on, guys, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm sweating my bald cap off.
Leonard's dressed as Picard and Howard as a Borg.
So what's our first pose gonna be?
I say we begin with a classic Star Trek fight scene.
I'll set the timer.
Sheldon adopts a thoughtful pose and Raj, as Worf, aims a punch at Howard.
Sheldon, how is that a fight pose?
Mr. Data's weapon is his mind. I'm wielding it.
Leonard takes up an attacking pose on the other side of Howard, and the scene's frozen in a photo.
Phasers on the Borg! Charlie's Angels!
Okay, what's next?
Now let's do some sexy glamour shots. I'll set the mood.
Howard and Leonard begin to swivel their hips. Sheldon maintains the same thoughtful pose as before, but jiggles his feet a little.
Yeah, nice one! That's right!
Oh my God, Leonard, someone's stealing your car!
What? Hey! Hey, come back here! No!
Stealing is against the law!
I don't believe this.
Son of a bitch!
I'll call 911.
What?
Oh no! My phone is in my other pants!
Mine too. So's mine. Anybody got any ideas?
Nope. The only thing left to do now is assign blame. Nice going.
He glares at Raj.
What kind of a person steals another person's car in broad daylight?
What kind of a person leaves his keys in the car?
I thought we agreed this was all Kuthra Pali's fault.
You're right. Nice going. Car!
They hold out their thumbs, but the car speeds past.
What's wrong with people? Why don't they stop?
Maybe we're better off. You know, what if we were to get in a car with a crazy person?
Look at us, Sheldon. We're the crazy people!
Well,
Yeah, perhaps we should hold up a sign that assures passing motorists of our mental competence. Good idea. Why don't you get started on that?
Come on, let's just start walking. There's got to be a gas station or something nearby.
What, you think just because you're wearing captain's uniform, you're in charge?
Yes.
All right.
Bernadette and Amy are waiting for Penny to finish reading a comic.
Okay, I'm done. How'd you guys finish so fast?
I don't know, there were a lot of pictures, and one page only had the word brack-a-doom.
Yeah, well, I have street smarts.
So what'd you guys think?
Well, there was a lot of action, and the story moved along at a brisk pace. It was overall, what's the word I'm looking for?
Stupid?
So stupid.
I don't know how Leonard can get so caught up in this.
It's crazy. They spend hours arguing about things that don't even exist.
What a waste of time.
I know. A hammer's so heavy that no one else can pick it up.
I don't think it's heavy. I think it's some sort of magic so only Thor can lift it.
That makes even less sense. I mean...
No, it doesn't. Thor is a god. The hammer is his, only he can use it. It's like Sheldon and his toothbrush. Or his thin beckoning lips.
Oh, wait, hang on. What if Thor's hand is on the hammer? I mean, if he's touching it with his god magic, then does that mean I could lift it?
No.
Yes.
Well, which is it?
Maybe we missed something.
Let's read it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
When Penny picks up her comic again, Amy and Bernadette share a look.
Want some tea?
Good idea. I'll help you.
Wait, I thought we were reading.
We are. We're just, giving you a head start.
Penny's smile turns sour. The boys trudge along a desert road.
Wish my mom was here. Could all hang out in her shadow.
Wool pants in the desert. Feel like I've got poached testicles.
Oh, you poor thing. You're sweating. That's so much worse than having your car stolen.
Insurance is gonna buy you a new car. It's not gonna defunk my junk.
Gentlemen, a little less belly aching. We're Starfleet officers and a member of the Borg Collective.
Please, Sheldon, I am so not in a mood.
Leonard. All our lives, we have dreamed of finding ourselves inside one of the fantasy worlds we love. And look at us. At this moment, we are, in fact, a Star Trek landing party. You know, stranded in an alien and unforgiving environment, relying only on our wits, our fortitude, and our moxie. And as long as we have those things, nothing can stop us.
Sheldon's hit by a cup thrown from a passing car, drenching him in red liquid.
I hate this planet.
It says right here on the hammer, whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
Hold on, who decides who's worthy? Does the hammer decide?
Yes.
It can't decide, it's a hammer.
You said it's a magic hammer.
Yeah, but it can't make decisions.
If Harry Potter's wand can make decisions, why can't Thor's hammer?
If you're gonna start comparing wands and hammers, can't even take you seriously.
Everyone turns to stare as Sheldon, Leonard, Raj, and Howard stagger into a diner.
Hello. Hello. Four glasses of water, please. Anything for you guys?
Can I use your phone? Our car got stolen.
Why don't you ask Scotty to beam you up?
Scotty was on the original series, and we're next generation. So, joke's on you.
To a tough-looking customer.
We're not with him.
You can't pick something up in outer space. In space, there is no up.
Oh, yeah? Then how does the sun come up every day?
Hard to argue with those kind of street smarts.
Sheldon have boxes of comics across the hall. Why don't we go look at those? Oh, great, yes, and then you will see I am not wrong. Because if we were in outer space, if anyone could pick up the hammer because it would be floating around in a weightless environment. Yep, that's right, the slow reader used science. Suck on that!
Is there anything valuable in the car?
Our clothes, our wallets, phones.
And about $300 worth of makeup, so this thief could look like anyone right now.
Makeup.
Sure. We're going to the Comic-Con in Bakersfield. They have a big costume contest. It's cooler than it sounds.
I don't know. Sounds pretty cool.
Well, it is. It's not just comic books. They've got action figures, toys, a Tron-themed dance party.
Okay, it's how cool it is.
I think I have all I need here. You guys need me to call someone? I'm guessing your mom's.
Thanks, but we've got it covered.
Okay, I just talked to my mom.
The police officer rolls his eyes and wanders off.
She arranged for us to get a rental car.
Great, we can still make it to Comic-Con.
Are you kidding me? After all we've been through, I just want to go home.
Don't be like that. Come on, Howard, talk to him.
I'm with Leonard. I'm done.
Fine. Then I guess it's two against two. How do we decide?
Actually, it's three against one.
What? Well, what about the mission? You said we're a real-life landing party.
Yeah, well, we're not. We're an imaginary landing party. We have real-life garbage thrown at us by real-life strangers who think we're idiots. And to tell you the truth, I'm starting to feel like one. I want to go home now.
Okay. Did we at least rent the car from Enterprise? Get it? Enterprise. Screw you, that's funny.
Well, what if the Hulk picked up Thor while Thor is holding the hammer?
Yeah.
Then by the transitive property of picking things up, Hulk picked up the hammer.
No, Hulk picked up Thor, Thor picked up the hammer.
Okay, hang on. If I go to a bar and pick up a guy, and he picks up a girl, and then we all leave together, did I pick up the girl?
Did that ever happen?
Hey, we talking about me or we talking about Thor?
The boys trudge up the stairs to their landing.
Well, I say that's the last time we ever go outside.
Look right here. Red Hulk is picking up Thor's hammer because Thor's touching it.
Oh, he's in space. He's really just touching the strap.
The strap is part of the hammer.
No, he's not.
Are they actually arguing about comic books?
No, that can't be right.
Maybe Thor's hammer is a new color of nail polish.
Red Hulk must be worthy.
How could Red Hulk be worthy?
You don't know his life.
Sheldon ponders.
No, there's only one logical explanation. Somewhere in the desert, we cross into an alternate dimension where the women in our lives can finally appreciate great literature.
If it's an alternate dimension, sounds like a job for a landing party.
Sheldon turns to Leonard.
Captain, what are your orders?
I say we investigate.
He puts on his bald cap.
Wait. They might be hostile.
They get out phasers.
Fine, but set them to stun. If you vaporize Penny, I'll never find a girlfriend that pretty again.
They burst into the apartment. In Leonard's car.
President Eisenhower signed the Federal Aid Highway Act from his hospital room.
Wow, that is interesting. You learn something new every day.
Say, can you name the four state capitals that are not served by the interstate system?
Ooh, another quiz?